Doors closing.
That's a familiar voice to many thousands of Washington, D.C. commuters and tourists, perhaps too familiar. Transit officials here in the nation's capital say the current voice on the subway system has worn out. It's been played for so long, since 1996, that riders no longer really hear it, and they sure don't heed it. So Metro officials staged a search for the next doors closing voice, someone whose timbre might make a busy commuter take notice.
Anyone, professional or amateur, over the age of 21 was eligible to compete, and 1,200 people did, sending tapes and CDs from as far away as Seattle. The 10 finalists were in Washington for a showdown of sorts yesterday. We followed three of them, two traffic reporters and a TV news producer. Angela Stevens was one of the first to audition.
Dude, how cool would it be to be the voice of Metro? What would it be like to be on the train and be like, I'm the voice of Metro?
All right, we're going to go to that very first line at the top of the sheet.
Your mind blanks out when you're staring at the microphone and just whatever you have inside of you. That's pretty much what comes out.
You're being nice. It's friendly. But remember, you have to do this in a way that the people who are on the train are going to listen to you and follow your instructions, okay?
Okay.
The doors are opening. The doors are opening.
Very nice. The next one is the phrase is authoritative and direct.
Got it. Please step back. I'm too nice. I don't know how to do an authoritative voice. I just don't.
Please stand back so customers may exit the train.
That was good for me, if that's all right for you.
They basically said in the contest that they're just looking for a normal person. And so I'm just really tapping into that normal person who's taking the Metro every day during rush hour.
Okay, John, you've been on the Metro, so you know how this works.
My name is John Garcia from Arlington, Virginia.
The doors are opening. Nice, polite attitude.
The doors are opening. The doors are opening. The doors are opening.
I did it on a lark. If I don't win, I don't win.
Jeepers, Batman. Did you see that person just shove their briefcase in the doors?
As a regular rider, one of the things that absolutely drives me insane is when people think that they can still stay in the doorway and won't be blocking anybody getting on or off the train. And it just drives me nuts.
This way, we can all arrive on time.
What's going to be harder is if I win and I have to hear myself every day on the Metro.
I'm Sarah Frazier, and I'm from Washington, D.C. The persona was a sort of more relaxed Metro voice, and I think that the reason that I'm one of the top 10 is that my demo tape was sort of riddled with train noises as I began. So I think the intro was something like, choo-choo, you know, like, so I think it's, you know, I mean, it's got to be, you got to have fun with it.
Doors opening. Doors opening. Doors opening.
Well, you know, the worst part is you think you hear that voice and you're like, how obnoxious. So now I'm thinking, if I win this, just all those millions of travelers are going to be thinking, how obnoxious, you know?
When boarding, please move to the center of the car. When boarding, please move to the center of the car.
Doors closing.
Metro officials will name the new voice of Washington's Metro next Thursday. The winner gets no money at all, no paycheck, no royalties, not even free subway rides, just bragging rights, over and over and over again.
Es war 1780 und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann, der